Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
From the Colorado League studios in Boulder, Colorado, I'm George Thomas. Great chat for you this morning. We're going to be talking with April Page and Adam Tannenbaum of the Check-In Foundation. April, Adam, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
Now, April, tell us exactly what the Check-In Foundation is.
The Check-In Foundation is a suicide and CTE foundation within the mountain bike and sporting communities and located in Arvada, Colorado.
Now, Adam, what exactly is the purpose of the Check-In Foundation and why that relationship specifically with mountain bikes?
You know, the purpose of Check-In Foundation is really to increase awareness, provide education, and a connection to resources for people experiencing issues related to mental health and suicide, people who are further at risk, and people who are already experiencing suicidal ideation, significant depression, and other mental health issues. The reason specifically we have this partnership is that CTE, continuous traumatic encephalopathy, which is common in action sports, can lead to deterioration of the neurons in our brains, which further puts us at risk for associated mental health issues, such as depression, anxiety, suicide, and other mental illnesses.
Now, April, when I think of riding a bike, it's really to kind of clear some of those negative emotions and things like that. What do you see that there is a beneficial relationship between the two?
Absolutely. I mean, anything that with depression, any kind of mental health issues that somebody may be experiencing, getting outside is something that we definitely promote. It's been proven that being outside in the nature, if you're exercising, if that's hiking or riding a bike or skiing or snowboarding, all those have beneficial factors to how a person is feeling, you know, energy-wise, the brain levels of the serotonins in the brain. It's definitely beneficial to get outside. So that's why we encourage that.
Now, Adam, does the Check-In Foundation provide any counseling or people for those that are feeling some suicidal feelings to get some type of support?
We do indeed. Myself, being a mental health professional and a licensed clinical social worker, we're able to meet with people individually, with their families, with their friends in the community, as well as get people connected to other providers within the community, whether they're in a major city or even in more rural communities, which is a significant barrier to accessing treatment. Check-In Foundation can help provide those connections, as well as help people understand where the gaps of funding for treatment are and even get them connected with that funding themselves. Check-In Foundation also is dedicated to providing some mental health treatment, some actual cost reimbursement, and providing treatment for people in those communities who would otherwise not have access to therapy and other treatments.
Now, April, this can be a very uncomfortable topic to discuss. When someone is feeling so depressed, what does it take for them to reach out and ask for help?
That's a great question. It is very difficult for somebody that is experiencing, depression or anxiety to reach out and ask for help. Sometimes it's not them asking for help. Sometimes it takes us saying, hey, I noticed something is going on with you. I haven't seen you at the last group ride, or I haven't seen you in a couple of weeks. How's things going? And so it's really encouraging everyone around us to start that conversation. And even though it's uncomfortable, we want to encourage people to start that conversation, because it's only uncomfortable because we don't talk about it. So if we start that conversation, it actually will allow that person that is going through that experience to be like, oh, wow, this person really does care. And they're really interested in helping, and I can share this, and they're not going to judge me. And so we do encourage that conversation with everyone that you are around. It's not a fun conversation, but we want to change the dynamics of that conversation.
And Adam, I want to stay on this topic a little bit longer, because, again, I think starting that conversation, it would be so difficult. A good friend of yours that you could really help, you don't want to offend them by asking them something so personal. How do you get over those barriers?
Yeah, I can relate to that discomfort with starting that conversation. But it's really a misunderstanding that people have, that starting that conversation will somehow lead to a suggestion that a person hasn't thought of already. When the reality is, by opening that conversation, it's a tremendous relief for people. They say, I don't have to say it. You just said it for me. Yes, I am thinking of killing myself. And if they feel that they're not alone, they know that they have somebody that they can talk to. Having these thoughts of wanting to kill yourself, oftentimes people feel like it's the last resort. It's not something that they actually want to do. It's just the only way that they can find to escape their pain. And simply starting that conversation is doing exactly that opposite. It's creating connection. It's not, you're no longer alone. You're no longer experiencing these feelings in isolation. And it is hard to say, to ask somebody, are you thinking of killing yourself? Are you feeling safe? Are you thinking of hurting yourself? But really, that's, something that we can do to help reduce that isolation, help increase that connection, and let people know that we care about them and that we're there to support them.
Now, April, one of the things that I associate with people that have gone through someone committing suicide is there seems to be kind of a reaction of, gosh, I never saw that coming. Are there some signs we could be looking for that could avoid that?
Yes. Just coming from my personal experience, I can relate to, I never saw that coming. Yes, there's the signs that we can be aware of, and some of those signs are, isolation. Somebody that you may hang out with quite a bit just starts slowly pulling away. You don't hear from them as much. You don't see them as often. You can also, if you notice somebody that is starting to give things a value of theirs away is another sign. Behavior patterns, if they're starting to have some dangerous behavior patterns, if that's like substance abuse or I know somebody that was mountain biking erratically. they didn't care if they were wearing a helmet, things like that. So those are some signs that'd be like, oh, like this is really not your normal behavior. So those are some things that you can notice and be aware of. And Adam definitely can add a little bit more to what I've said as well. So
specifically the signs and symptoms, you can notice the way that people are talking about themselves and how they're feeling, which is being a burden, feeling trapped, experiencing unbearable pain, saying they have no reason to live, or even saying killing themselves. The behaviors that April mentioned as well, such as increased substance use, seeking methods and means, so access to whichever, however they're planning to or thinking about killing themselves. That recklessness that April mentioned as well, certainly a lot of withdrawal from activities that they typically engaged in before, isolation from friends and family, excessive sleep, saying goodbye, and giving possessions away are also some of those later signs that are really imminent. And then again, aggression as well. Specific changes in mood and include depression, loss of interest, rage, irritability, feeling if they've had experiences of humiliation or really increased symptoms of anxiety.
Now, I want to continue with this as well, and I'd love for you both to jump in on this. But say you see these signs in me. We're good friends. You're getting concerned. You address this topic with me, and I just kind of blow you off. Oh, no, I wouldn't go there. You're really having a bad feeling here. Would it be okay for you to contact the Check-In Foundation and then someone from the foundation would contact me? How does that work?
It's definitely an option. The important thing to do is keeping that conversation open. People, friends, family, coworkers, anybody in your community, if you're worried about somebody and you believe that they're at increased risk for suicide, is that they can absolutely reach out to Check-In Foundation. One of the best tools that people can be armed with in the community is the resources that we have available to us. You know, that we have the nationwide suicide prevention hotline. We have the Colorado Crisis Services. And Check-In Foundation has these listed on our webpage. These are places that people can go and talk. They are anonymous and confidential, and they can also offer other more direct resources specific to people in terms of getting connected with a therapist or a physician to prescribe medications.
April?
Yes, absolutely. People can reach out to the Check-In Foundation if we are even their first, you know, line of defense to help them get somebody down to, just like what Adam mentioned, getting them connected to the resources within our community. We have experienced this as a foundation, and we have helped numerous people get the resources that they needed at that moment. So if somebody's like, I don't know who to call, I'm unsure, you know, we do definitely encourage you to just reach out to us, and then we can help that individual get connected. Adam is a huge resource for the foundation. We obviously connect with Adam right away, and Adam can get us the immediate resources that are necessary to get that person the help that they need.
Adam, what's the prevalence of suicidal tendencies or suicidal feelings among the middle school, high school age group?
Well, it's actually the first leading cause of death in Colorado, the first leading cause of death for ages 10 to 14. And it's the second leading cause of death for ages 15 to 44. And Colorado ranks ninth in the nation for suicide, which is really high. And overall in Colorado, it is the seventh leading cause of death for people across the state. They say statistically, on average, one person dies by suicide every 8 hours in the state of Colorado, which is pretty significant. That's three people a day that we lose that, if connected to resources, may have been absolutely preventable.
Well, April, it sounds like you provide just an incredible resource for all of us. How do we contact the Check-In Foundation?
Multiple ways you can contact the Check-In Foundation. You can go to our website directly, which is just www.checkinfoundation.com. That's one way. We are on all the social media networks as well, so Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, even LinkedIn. So that's another way. And if you want to private message us, you can do that. We'll get with, you know, usually back to you within a couple of minutes. You can also contact us through email, which is, my email is april.page@checkinfoundation.com or info@checkinfoundation.com. That's another way you can reach us. So we're very available to anybody that needs to get in touch with the foundation.
And Adam, any closing thoughts for us?
Absolutely. Even though this is a significant issue in the state of Colorado, is that there's really great news and there's a lot of great help out there. This is a preventable experience happening in Colorado with our youth and across the nation. The National Suicide Prevention Line, which is 1-800-273-TALK, and the Colorado Crisis Service, which is 1-844-493-TALK, that's 8255, are really great resources for people. And that by opening the conversation, getting people connected to the resources that they need is the best way and a way to prevent this absolute tragedy that people unfortunately go through on a daily basis.
And we will have those numbers put into our synopsis of the podcast so that you have those in front of you. And April will also include those emails in the synopsis of the podcast. And April, in closing, can you just really tell us how the Check-In Foundation and the Colorado League are connected?
Yes. I actually was a coach for Highlands Ranch Cycling. Well, at the time it was Highlands Ranch Composite, now Highlands Ranch Cycling, back in 2014. And was there a coach for that season. And then in 2015, my partner Clay Watson and I were part of the Colorado High School Cycling League's race crew. And in 2016, he took his life. So, you know, Kate Rao and the high school league, just they embraced me as a person in my loss and their loss. It was a huge loss for the league as well. And when I started the foundation, Kate and I put our brains together and it just made the most sense to have this partnership to be able to work with the kids in the high school league. The Check-In Foundation, we often go to mountain bike practices for the teams with the league, and we will talk to the mountain bike teams about suicide and mental health, as well as ride bikes with them at their practices. So it just overall is a wonderful partnership to promote healthier minds, and that's something both the foundation and the league both are super passionate about.
April Page, Adam Tannenbaum of the Check-In Foundation, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For Colorado League Radio, I'm George Thomas.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.